What's up, Warrior Kings, and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within, and overall leveling up your life. So again, welcome. It's good to be here today. It's good to have you here today. Today's a little bit of a different episode. If you're one of my regular listeners, thank you for being here today. If you're new here, my name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband and father of five, and I teach men all over the world how to level up their lives, how to live fully optimized lives, how to level up every aspect of their lives. So if that's something that you're into, definitely subscribe to this podcast, stick around. And like I said, I usually don't do this type of episode. This episode is going to be more of a rant. I'm actually responding to a hater, which is something that I never do. I think that's lame, but it's appropriate in this case, and you'll learn why in a little while. But again, if you're new here, I'm all about positive encouragement, teaching men how to level up every aspect of their lives. And if you want to know what this podcast is all about, what we're doing here, definitely stick around. And like I said, I usually don't respond to the haters and the hateful comments and stuff like that, but there's been sort of a trend that's been happening in my comments. It's kind of started to bother me a little bit, particularly on my episodes about marriage. And if you've been here for a while, you know that I'm a huge believer in marriage and marriage to the right woman and being a good husband. That's one of the things that I teach, is how to be a good husband in order to have a happy, thriving marriage. And there's been a trend in these comments, and I'm going to address that today. So today, I'm taking one of those comments and I'm breaking it down piece by piece, and I'm going to respond to each part of that comment. Also, I've taken that comment off the YouTube channel because I'm not here to attack anybody. I don't want anybody finding this comment or going after this guy or anything. You know, I'm not out to get anybody. It's just that this was the perfect comment to be able to break it down and respond and address some things and establish what the Warrior Kings podcast is all about. Also, this comment is very similar to many comments that I get. So it's not like I'm singling this guy out as a person. I just wanted to address some things, and this is the perfect comment to do that. This podcast has suddenly started taking off on all of the audio platforms. I have a lot of listeners suddenly, so I think it's really important to establish what my values are, who I am, what this podcast is all about. Especially being a masculinity podcast and a podcast for men, that can get a little bit confusing because there's a lot of bad actors out there, guys that are teaching a false masculinity, one that's very dangerous and damaging to men. So I think it's important to set myself apart from that, because I think that a lot of people make assumptions and think, oh, he's the same thing as those guys. This is that type of channel, that type of podcast, right? When really this podcast, what I'm doing here, the things that I teach are very different from what a lot of the other masculinity creators are creating and teaching. And like I said, I think it's important to set myself apart from that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and responding to this one comment. That's one of many that are like it on the YouTube channel for this podcast. I think it's also important to set myself apart and establish who I am, who we are, to benefit the people who this podcast is for, because that's what it really comes down to. It's either for you or it's not, and that's okay. Either you want to level up every aspect of your life as a man, or you don't. Either you want to live an abundant, super awesome life, or you want to go and be a low-level goon. That's up to you. And with that being said, let's dive into what I want to rant about today, dude. First, I'm going to read the comment, and then I'm going to break it down bit by bit. And this was a comment from my episode, Should Men Get Married? And in that episode, I broke down all of the reasons that men shouldn't get married, or all of the wrong reasons to get married, before giving my case on why men should get married. Because like I said, I'm a huge believer in that. I'm in a happy, thriving marriage myself. And it was to warn men to make sure that she's the one before you get married, to get married for the right reasons and all that. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, I really feel for this guy and his situation. I just don't think that he really gets it. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm not leaving the comments up. I'm not like attacking him personally or anything like that. I think that this one's important to respond to. And the comment goes like this. Dude, you didn't once mention the serious risk, even in a red state with a judge who's reasonable with fathers. I cannot even begin to tell you the struggle just to keep 50-50 custody, not to mention the absolute financial destruction. Every pro you mentioned is completely feelings-based. I felt that way once about my woman, only for her to cheat and bail. She played both the good Christian card and the MAGA card, and ended up secretly being neither of those things. Could you imagine being married to someone who fooled you about their political party for an entire decade? And there was a bit here in the middle that I'm cutting out because I don't care to mention it on my podcast and on my channel. But then the comment continues, dude, I think you walked backwards into the right one, maybe, and you haven't been through the hell that is family court yet. I think you're giving irresponsible bad advice, and that's from someone who agrees with, yes, you should marry the right woman. The right woman being someone who signs a prenup where the man gets 75% of her assets pre and post marriage. There's there's an entire society of people who know better. And this last part is the part that really got me and set me off. Look up Red Pill and get ahead of things before you're the one cheats on you with a hockey player. Shake my head. There are men who self-delete after going through divorce and they loved their wives. Completely irresponsible advice. First of all, say whatever you want about me, but don't ever disrespect my wife. I'll tell you that right now. If someone spoke to me like that in person about my beautiful, loving wife, they would be asleep before they could say ouch. So why do I talk about the things that I talk about on this podcast? Why am I so adamant about warning men about marrying the wrong woman? Why do I teach how to be a better husband and a better father? Why do I talk so much about how to have a happy, thriving marriage? Why do I teach how to level up every aspect of your life so you don't end up like this jackass? Miserable, bitter, and unhappy. Because honestly, this is the consequence. So let's break it down and respond, dude. It's gonna be fun. He says, dude, you didn't once mention the serious risk. Okay, first of all, I did. Second, if you marry the right woman, there is no risk. He goes on to say, even in a red state with a judge who's reasonable with fathers, I cannot even begin to tell you the struggle just to keep 50-50 custody, not to mention the absolute financial destruction. Once again, this is why it's so important to marry the right woman. It's also why it's so important to level up every aspect of your life. And I'm sorry if you've been through this before. I know it's very difficult. It's one of the most difficult things to go through, like being separated from your children and all that. I've been through that myself. But level with me here for a second. If a woman tries to make sure that you can never see your children, and if she tries to wreck you financially after the divorce and hurt you as much as possible, and this is a hard truth here, but were you a perfect angel? What level of hatred and years of animosity does it take for someone to want to destroy you completely? And what this comes down to is a lack of accountability that is very common in men. Remember, I was in a relationship for 10 years and 2 kids. And when she left, I felt like my world fell apart. And I said, I loved her the whole time. I don't understand. Why is this happening? I said, I did everything right. What did I do wrong? But once I started taking accountability and realizing how much of an I really was to her, it wasn't even a surprise to me anymore that she left. I was a piece of trash in that relationship, and I had to take accountability for that, right? And I know that there are cases where the woman is just an evil person. I'm not saying that that doesn't exist. I know that that happens. Maybe she's just a terrible person and wants to hurt people. But let me give you a scenario really quick. You marry the woman of your dreams. You're perfect for each other. She's also not an asshole. She's a great lady because you didn't marry an asshole, right? That whole marriage, you are your fully optimized, super awesome self. You're being the best that you can be every day of your life and in every aspect of your life. You're a great father, and she knows that. She knows that you will always take care of your children, and you love her and respect her, and you do everything that you can, everything in your power to give her the life that she deserves. Then at a certain point, she drifts apart from you. Let's say she has an affair. Now she's the one who messed up. She knows your value, and so do you. Now, after the fact, is she doing everything that she possibly can to make sure that you never see your children? Is she wrecking you financially? Is she just leaving you to die and trying to hurt you as much as possible? Probably not. It's so important to marry a good woman. If we could take trash and turn it into gold, we would all be rich. Hey, what's up, dudes? I'm just cutting in here for just a minute before we get back into the episode. If you didn't know, this podcast is sort of an expansion of my book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within. This book has 7 levels to teach you how to be your fully optimized, my super awesome self as a man, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a man in this confusing modern age. The 7 levels in the book are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. You can get this book right now in paperback, ebook, or an audiobook. It has an audiobook version now with digital voice. I'm not a huge fan of the digital voice, to be honest with you, but that does exist so that you can just listen to it wherever you are, on your way to work, on a weekend, something like that. You got some free time and you want to absorb some awesome information about how to be a super awesome dude, you can get this book in audiobook as well. But there is a paperback and an ebook if you like to hold a physical copy, a real book like this, or if you just want to read it on your phone, grab the ebook. But yeah, man, if you're into that, check it out. And let's get right back into this episode. Then he goes on to say, every pro you mention is completely feelings based. I felt that way once about my woman, only for her to cheat and bail. And the way that I respond to that is, marriage should be about feelings and love. Are you surprised to hear that on a masculinity podcast? And I emphasized this point on that episode. People don't get married for love anymore, and I think that that's why so many marriages fail. The reason it ends like a legal partnership partnership is because it started like a legal partnership. It ends like a business deal if it starts like a business deal. If it started with love, it would end in heartbreak, not financial battles. And if it starts with the right woman, it won't be ending with the wrong one. So then he goes on to say, dude, I think you walked backwards into the right one, maybe, and you haven't been through the hell that is family court yet. I think you're giving irresponsible bad advice, and that's from someone who agrees, yes, you should marry the right woman. When I fell in love with my wife, I had no shortage of prospects. So I don't really know what he's implying here. As far as not being through the hell that is family court, he's right. I haven't. I've never been there before. Even though half of my kids live in another house with my ex, which is one of the most difficult things that I have ever been through in my life. And that's because of the point that I made before where she had no motive to try to make sure that I couldn't see my kids. And we handled it in a civil and respectful manner and came to agreements together. She knows that I'm a great dad and I love my children. And this is why I talk so much on the podcast about handling every situation and circumstance like a wise man, or as a wise man would. There's never a battle. We have our own schedule. If she needs something, or if she needs something changed with the schedule or anything like that, she just asks me and I'm cool with it. Wow, what an amazing concept. Have you ever thought about that before? Just don't be an asshole. There's nothing to fight about, dude. What a marvelous concept. If she and I were trash people, we would be handling it like an episode of Judge Judy or Jerry Springer. If you're old enough to know who those people are, Judge Judy and Jerry Springer, let me know in the comments, because we are getting up there, dude. Again, why it's so important to level up every aspect of your life as a man and stop living life like a low-level goon. And if it ends in flames like it did for this guy, one, she wasn't the right woman, and two, you weren't the right man. And there are probably some very good reasons why she hates you so much. And I know that that sounds hardcore. I know that that's a hard truth to swallow, but I want you to get up and level up every aspect of your life and take accountability. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, bro. Take accountability and level up your life. Take accountability for your mistakes and level up your life, or live a miserable life blaming everyone and everything else except yourself. Then he says, yes, you should marry the right woman. The right woman being someone who signs a prenup where a man gets 75% of her assets pre and post marriage. There's an entire society of people who know better. An entire society of lost, broken people, yes. Again, why this work is so important. Like I said, if it begins like a business partnership, it's going to end like a business partnership. If it begins with true love and the right woman, it won't end. Imagine that. Wow, what a magical thing. If you marry the right woman for all of the right reasons, it won't end. Does anyone consider that anymore? A lifelong commitment, a true marriage. He goes on to say, look up Red Pill and get ahead of things before your the one cheats on you with a hockey player. There are men who self-delete after going through divorce and they loved their wives. Completely irresponsible advice. You know, they say when someone hates on you, it says more about them than it does about you. I mean, he didn't say before she cheats on you with a real estate king or a billionaire. He said hockey player. Anyway, so what's the advice that he wants me to give? Why is my advice irresponsible? Because I want men to have happy, thriving marriages, and I want them to learn how to be good husbands for their wives. And I don't take suicide lightly. It's one of the main reasons why I'm on this mission. Suicide is one of the leading causes of death for men, within the top 10 leading causes of death. And that just blows my mind every time I hear it. And men commit that tragic act for all sorts of reasons. The reason they do in that moment is irrelevant. The problem is much deeper than that. And it begins with men not being taught how to live fully optimized lives where they actually have value for themselves. They feel lost and hopeless and live in a state of desperation. And that's why I teach men how to get out of that, how to level up every aspect of their lives, how to level up their mindset, how to have value for themselves. Is the advice that he wants me to give, don't get married? Because I don't believe in that. I believe in happy, thriving, lifelong marriages that are based on true love, unconditional love. And I believe in fully optimized warrior kings who know what it means to be a man and how to truly love a woman. Then he tells me to look up Red Pill and get ahead of things. Red Pill, dude, are you kidding me? Like, that's the big advice that I'm missing here living my dream life. What I'm missing is Red Pill, bringing me back around to what this podcast is about and what my values are. I am a believer in true, authentic masculinity. If you want to know what that means, you should stick around and subscribe to this content. I don't believe in many of the Red Pill ideologies, and I think that they have been a huge setback and have been very damaging to men all over the world. And when I hear Red Pill, one name comes to mind, and I'm not going to say that name, but if you know, you know. A dishonest, lost, depraved man child. A man who openly talks about how he made his first millions sexually exploiting women online. A man who has spoken publicly about physically abusing women multiple times on camera. A man who was stealing extra money from the women that he was exploiting and said that he was telling them that it was extra taxes being deducted. He was skimming money off of their paychecks that were coming from him exploiting them in the first place. A man whose criminal rap sheet goes back decades. A man who preaches money, sex, and cars over being an honorable, respectable, good man. Is that a man at all? Can we even call it that? And if that's your role model, if that's the guy that you want your advice from to make you feel better about your miserable life, then go and get that advice. I even heard just recently a couple of guys that I had a lot of respect for quote this guy in one of their podcast episodes, and I immediately lost so much respect for them. That is not the role model and the example of a guy that you want to be like. I don't believe in making money in dishonest ways. I don't believe in breaking the law or harming others for personal gain. I don't believe in disrespecting women. I don't like fake gangsters. I'm not a big fan of weak men and cowards. And I am not in any way impressed by inauthenticity, and I can smell it a mile away on men. I am a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband and father of five, here to teach men all over the world how to level up every aspect of their lives. The Warrior Kings podcast is here to teach men all over the world how to be good, honorable, righteous, respectable, powerful, real men, to live fully optimized lives. I am not in any way associated with the depraved and frankly dangerous ideologies that these other creators are putting out into the world, and people are buying it. They're eating it up, confusing even further the multitude of lost, broken men. When it comes down to it, either you're trash and you decide to live like trash, a low-level goon, or you choose to rise and be a real man. So that's what I got for you guys today. I hope that you got something out of this episode. I hope that this gives some clarity on what this podcast is all about, what we're all about, what we're doing here, teaching men what it really means to be a man, how to be a good man, how to be better fathers, leaders, husbands. I mean, I'm telling you, every aspect of your life, we're going to be talking about it all on here in a way that actually makes sense and will actually benefit you. So if you're into that, definitely stick around. It was great to talk to you today. It's great to have you here today. Definitely grab a copy of Warrior King if you want to begin this journey of leveling up every aspect of your life as a man. Not to toot my own horn here, but this is the perfect starting point. And hey, if you want some other book recommendations, definitely reach out to me. I can point you in the right direction. The books that I read myself to level up every aspect of my life. Now get out there and kill it, man. I love you. I'm proud of you. And you are going to do great things in this life. I truly believe it. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye.